96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. More fallout tonight from the riots in Baltimore. Bill Cosby, the Confederate flag, and more. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with the top stories of the week. Joining me with analysis are Joya Jefferson-Nuri, CEO of Public Eye Communications, and Hamil Harris with The Washington Post. Lines are open if you want to comment at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Hamil, Joya, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
It's always good to be here.
Okay, let's start with the very latest change at the top with the Baltimore City Police Department. The embattled police commissioner, Anthony Batts, he's out, and they've replaced him with interim police commissioner Kevin Davis. The mayor made the announcement today. It's been a bloody week in Baltimore and a difficult spring and summer there. Should we be surprised, Joya, at this change at the top?
No.
No.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Okay.
I think that the city before the Freddie Gray situation, the city's relationship with urban youth, the city's relationship with people who are underserved in that city has been one of under siege from the police. Freddie Gray just highlighted the lack of communications there. I think that I want to say that Baltimore is my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of the people I'm related to on earth still live in that city. And it's a city that I feel dear about. But I think that there is this disconnect. And I wonder, and I'm sure it's being investigated, how much of the rise in crime and murder in that city, especially what happened last night where people fired into a group of people. It wasn't random, according to the reports, but they fired into a group of people. There's no arrest. Has to do with the police slowing down. I guess there's no evidence of that yet, but I'm hoping we can come up with some sort of why this sudden rise. It's not the people in Baltimore changed, but is it a difference in police response?
Hamil, your thoughts about it.
First of all, it's very interesting. I remember being in Baltimore so many nights during a rioting and standing next to the now the former police commissioner, and he kept talking about how surprised he was, how surprised, how ill-prepared. He was saying this. I'm like, wow, this guy is saying this from his own mouth. And so now it's interesting that the person that they're putting in this place, Kevin Davis, Davis comes from Prince George's County. And remember, he was the one of the people Freddie was doing a lot and changing things around in this county under Roberto Hilton. So again, if you know his background, he's used to working with young people, young adults. I've been on the streets with him a lot as a reporter. So there definitely will be a lot of change because he's definitely hands-on. He's kind of like the guy where you would see everything.
Let me say this, because I think the thing that's interesting about Kevin Davis is that he really cut his teeth in law enforcement in Prince George's County as one of the assistant chiefs or deputy chiefs in Prince George's County. And when the new chief came in, he moved on to Anne Arundel as a chief. And you're right, he is known as really community friendly, very hands on. They had a change at the top in Anne Arundel as it relates to the county executive. And so he was out for a while, and then he came to Baltimore in January. So it's really interesting to see how quickly things have moved, not only for him, but for, but for the city.
Baltimore has this opportunity right now to be that, as I've said before in other programs, that Selma of our time. Baltimore is this wonderful hothouse of urban youth with no place to go. It's a city that is gentrifying at the same time, while it holds on to its large urban underserved population. It is a city that a lot of it is still boarded up. And if the administration now or the new administration can make this change, and I think this change has to do with conversation. I think there's leadership in the young black urban community that cities don't talk to. And we might categorize them as gang members, or we might categorize them as ex-felons. But that is where the conversation has to start, not just in Baltimore, but around the country. And I think Baltimore has, with a young female mayor, now with a new chief of police, now hoping to raise its image in the world, has an opportunity to make a change.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Of course, we're at the Reporters Roundtable. Lots of things to talk about. Started, of course, with Baltimore. If you want to comment on that, you most certainly can. But I do want to move on to the next topic, of course, which has been, some would argue, maybe the smoking gun in the Bill Cosby situation, a 2005 civil deposition where Cosby admitted that he had obtained quaaludes, sedatives, to give to women that he wanted to have sex with. Is this, Joya, the smoking gun for Bill Cosby?
I think it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
But not the nail in the coffin.
But not the nail in the coffin. Okay. I don't think it's the smoking. Legally, I don't think it's the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the 1970s and 1980s, quaaludes were used as a sex drug. And I'm not exonerating him from responsibility for this, but I think that was a time where it was like ecstasy was in the 90s and the beginning of this century. I think that doesn't say that he did 36 women and did them all. And none of that is there in the evidence. But it breaks my heart to hear Bill Cosby's name in these kind of sentences. But I think that he is a public figure and needs public opinion to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And the public opinion has turned against him.
Yes, indeed. I mean, this has been an incredible fall from grace. Emil, your thoughts about Cosby and this latest revelation?
I interviewed Cosby a lot during the 50th anniversary of the civil rights campaign at Howard University, and you remember that whole furor over that. And so it's kind of like, what Bill Cosby do you want to remember most? The comedian that stood back in his time, that he obviously had a Hollywood lifestyle, or the one that was, that donated money to all the historically black colleges, or the one who was one of the spearheads behind the Cosby Show? So again, you have so much, you do so much to pick from, but it is very troubling, and it just shows you that, in the twilight of his career, he will always have people who will love him. He will also have people who are very troubled by this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think he may win a court battle, but in the court of public opinion, it's going to be a challenge, and some say that this may be it. But again, who are we to say? But again, it definitely is just spending so much time talking and interviewing him.
Yeah.
And he was like this new moral person.
Well, maybe not, and that's the issue. And we'll talk about that after the break. We're going to go to the phones as well. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Reporters Roundtable. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. My guests are Joya Jefferson-Nuri, CEO of Public Eye Communications, and Hamil Harris with The Washington Post. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. 7-6 Baltimore and Bill Cosby on deck. Let's go to Harris from Baltimore. Go right ahead, Harris, quickly. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. Baltimore needs to get back to the basics.
And what's that?
Offer educational programs. Hello?
Go ahead.
Educational programs, job opportunities. Go back to the community and start again. Give hope. If you start with the urban community and you look at the structure now, housing, it seems as a city in turmoil, and it's really got to start all over again. Kevin Davis is a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he was at PG County. He's a community person. He'll make a good acting commissioner.
Okay.
And hopefully he gets a job. But you've got to get back to basics. You got to offer people hope.
Okay. Well, Harris, thank you. I appreciate your comment. I need to go to Paula, calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Paula.
Hi. With regard to Baltimore and Bill Cosby.
Sure.
But Baltimore, I wonder if the termination of Commissioner Police Commissioner Batts was not making him a political scapegoat. Because former Mayor Sheila Dixon has stated that she will put her hat back in the ring and run during the next mayoral race. So I kind of wondered about that because I know Commissioner Batts was a former police commissioner in, I think it was Oakland, California, which is a pretty tough area to police. So I just thought about that because Mayor Stephanie Rawlins-Blake, she was on city council since she was 25. She's in her 40s now, so she knew the deal. She knew what was going on with police and police brutality. But anyway, I think the mindset of the people in those neighborhoods has to change. It doesn't matter how many police you put on the street, and they need investiture in those communities mm-hmm. for people to have jobs.
And your comment about Bill Cosby quickly?
Yes, they removed his, bust, his statue in Disneyland, but I feel like with all the pedophilia accusations against Walt Disney himself and Disney World, if they remove Cosby's bust, and I do not condone what he has done, then they need to remove Walt Disney's bust as well.
I can't say I'm familiar with that. Hamil, real quick, do you know anything about that?
There's a historical connection here. When I remember interviewing Cosby, when he talked about when he went on this tour after Brown versus Board of Education, that whole thing at Howard, at Cosby's Hall, he just really, challenged people from speaking proper English.
No. Hold on. Let's go back to what Paula said. She mentioned this thing about Walt Disney and the accusations of pedophilia there. Are you familiar with that? Because I can't say that I am.
Well, I mean, you've heard things like that. But again, it's kind of like I can't speak on something I haven't reported on.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I think those are like made for television moments, But I think the substance of connecting Cosby to the police situation is real, because what happened is that Bill Cosby back a few years ago was listening to former D.C. police chief, the former police D.C. police chief and the one from Chicago, and he was so frustrated with people getting killed and shot for potato chips, pound cake, that Cosby ended up going on this whole tour and to tell Black America to get its act together. It's ironic at a time where people are listening and wanting voices to speak out against police brutality and what's happening in our urban areas. Cosby himself is besieged by his own situation. So
hold that point, Hamil, because I've got to take another break, and we're going to continue that specific point on the other side. So if you're on the phone, that includes David and Melissa. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More from the Reporters Roundtable on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network.